Here's what we read in Hebrew, Exodus 12:21. Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, "Go and take for yourselves lambs according to your families and slay the Passover lamb." Dear Lord, I thank you for this day, and I thank you for your Shabbat, and for this a Shabbat of Shabbats. And I thank you that you freed us from slavery in Egypt and freed us from slavery from sin and death as well by your death. And I just pray that we will have your peace this morning, and in your name. So I'll be giving a short synopsis on the Torah portion, which is, yeah, I already said this. Okay, so Pesach is Hebrew for Passover. Now, I'm sure most of us here have heard this story and passages of scripture many times. And if you have not, I would encourage you to do so. Scripture is alive, meaning that it never grows old or unapplicable, and it will always have something new to show you and me when we seek. So, now to Pesach. So, verse 21, it says, "Then Moses called for all the elders of Israel and said to them, 'Go and take for yourselves lambs according to your families and slay the Passover lamb.'" Now, when I read this verse, I thought, since this is the beginning of a Torah portion, I thought, if someone started here, how would they know what a Passover lamb was? So I read a couple of verses before, and it tells all about the Passover lamb and also a little bit about the Feast of Unleavened Bread that was yet to happen, but the Lord had already gave instructions on all this. What was interesting to me about this is just how orderly our Lord is. Nothing is random or happens whenever, but everything there is has a time and reason. The Lord makes it very clear beforehand exactly what needs to be done by the Hebrews with this lamb and what will happen to it. So it is here, even in the first verse of the Parsha, that a messianic parallel can be seen. Together with the verses that give its establishment from the previous Parsha. Yeshua was and is and always will be our Passover lamb. This we know from John 21, for example. By his death, sin died, and we were all clean before the Lord. So his wrath will pass over us on the day of judgment. With Yeshua, it was no real surprise that he would die, as it was with the same way it was with the lamb. For the prophets speak of it in Isaiah 53. It speaks very clearly of the Messiah dying. Now, it's debatable in the Jewish community whether this is talking about the Messiah, but starting in verse 12 of Isaiah 53, it says, "Therefore I will allot him a portion with the great, and he will divide the booty with the strong, because he poured himself to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he himself bore the sin of many and interceded for the transgressors." Notably, John the Baptist in John 1:29 directly makes a direct connection with Yeshua being the Lamb of God, saying, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And Jesus himself, on many occasions, alludes to or straight up tells his disciples of his coming death before he died. Now, obviously, the Hebrews in Egypt knew that their lambs would have to die. So why was the fact that the Messiah would die, why is that idea so foreign to us, or was so foreign to us before he died? Was it just wishful thinking on our part? Were we thinking, the Messiah will make his kingdom now and be our king, and we won't have to wait any longer or something? But then, what foundation would there be? We would still be under the laws of sin and death, so that would be no different, really, than any other earthly kingdom. No, what I think is that we had to be blind to this fact, because otherwise, as humans, in our infinite wisdom, we would have tried to stop Yeshua from dying. It's like the same thing that the Secret Service would do if they thought there was a plot against the president or something. They would try to stop it. And the enemy would also try to stop it. So if us trying to stop it would only serve the enemy and not God. So we see in this parsha that the Lord's ordinances are firmly established, from how and when to kill a baby sheep to the nature of the Messiah's first coming. They may not happen in the way we expect, but they have fair warning. Like, I don't think any person in Israel at the time of Yeshua's coming expected that he would die. I think it was pretty unanimous that he would be some conquering king. But even Messiah's death was already foretold in the prophets. So it wasn't really a surprise if we were paying attention. Now, all these conclusions I've drawn from a very small portion of this portion. So again, I say, let us read the whole thing, but with the Holy Spirit's guidance that leads us into all truth. When we knock, the door shall be opened, and when we seek, we shall find. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.